Welcome to the Get Through America podcast, where we sit down with amazing people who do life in our community and who are from here because we believe every story should be told. I'm your host, Hedy Coleman. Today, I'm sitting down with Leslie Cotton, a.k.a. if you follow her on social, Facebook specifically is Leslie Stewart Cotton, because some people know you by Stewart and not Cotton because yes. You grew up in Guthrie, America. And so on Facebook, it's cool, or Facebook in general, to put your maiden names so people can find you who knew you when you were young.
Yes.
So that's why, ladies and gentlemen. But before we get into this conversation with Leslie, will you please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, to YouTube, all that stuff. Leave reviews if you can. It would mean the world to us. Leslie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So just a quick thing. You drove by the place and then had to come back.
I did. My parents live by the lake. And I'm so used to driving that I just was driving. And then I turned around. There's that new little bed, Verbo, the little bed and the little cabin. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's on the left. Like if you go up a little bit, it's on the left.
There's a new cabin?
Yeah.
Like you can live in it?
Yeah, you can stay there. You can rent it.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. My aunt and uncle stayed there, and that's how I figured out that's what it was. I saw it going in. There's that little pond right
yeah.
there and a gate.
Oh.
So I turned around in it.
So is it like a bed and breakfast?
Yeah.
So you turned around there?
I turned around. I go, I wonder if he saw me pass by here.
I did see you. And you knew that I saw you. That's the reason you asked yourself that. He's like, oh, I hope he didn't see me, because now he's going to mention it. So I had to mention it, right?
Yes.
I had to mention it. Okay. So I'm so glad you're with me. So before we record, because there's always a pre-record conversation, I just now realized, like, your brother and I graduated high mm-hmm. school together.
Yeah.
Gregory.
Yes, he goes by Greg. He's not a fan of Gregory.
What? He's 48 now. Like, Gregory should be okay. Like, I love Gregory now. I used to would not go by Gregory.
Well, I've never heard him introduce himself as Gregory.
You should ask him. Maybe he's like, you know what? Because sometimes it's just hard to make a switch. Like, I know everyone didn't just switch their names like I do on Facebook and stuff, but some people it's just hard. They want to, but they just like, I just can't. Especially if he's a doctor.
He is a doctor.
Dr. Gregory Stewart sounds much better than Gregory, if you're listening to this. Go for it, bro. Go for it. I'm with you.
What's really embarrassing is when we go eat places, my dad is always Rodney, okay? And then when we go eat places, he'll put his name in, and it says Rod Stewart, party of six. Everyone turns. Like, all of a sudden, he's Rod.
So, but he likes to go by Rodney?
Yeah, you know, he introduces himself as Rod, but everyone calls him Rodney.
Oh, got you.
Because he grew up here, too, so everyone knows him as Rodney.
Did your dad grow up here, too?
Yeah.
What year did he graduate? I'm not asking that in sense, like, he's old. I'm just trying to see if there's any family members or something. You don't know?
No.
Do you know how old he is?
He's going to be 76. You'll have to do the math. I'm a reading interventionist.
Yeah, so math is not so yeah, we won't even work on that, because I was hoping it would be somewhere like near my mom or something. He's a few years out from my mom.
Yeah.
But my mom graduated in
don't make me feel bad. You don't even
No, I don't know. 71 70,
so maybe he graduated around 68.
Yeah he's probably 68 or somewhere in there.
I don't know.
Yeah, so maybe I'm trying to think. So my mom has 12 siblings.
Wow.
And so typically, like, one of them connected with, like, if I sit down with somebody within those 4 years, be like, oh, you went to school with my aunt or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess he could have, because I guess Clyde would be 72, 73. So, no. If he's 76, did he just turn 76?
No, he'll be 76.
Oh, so he's 75.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he probably was in school with Claudette.
He'll be 76 next month.
Potentially my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's.
That's cool. So you're just a long, what would you call that? History of Guthrians, Blue Jays.
Yeah.
So he grew up here. So did his parents grow up here?
No. Okay. So they moved here when he was rather young. They lived in Midwest City.
Oh, thank God they moved to Guthrie. Rodney, I'm happy for you, brother.
But he was really young, maybe 4, 5. I don't know. I'm probably telling all kinds of lies right now. I can never run for political office.
Hey, listen,
now.
None of this. None of this is being verified. We're just having a conversation. This is the Guthrie America podcast. We are not saying that anything's true on this podcast. We're just having conversations, okay? We're just making up stuff. And we have Leslie Cotton, who is known to just make up. She's a reading interventionist, y'all, not a fact checker.
I'm just going to say what sounds good.
So, yes. So he moved here from Midwest City, grew up here, and then that kind of is where it started. Now you all grew up here, and your kids are growing up here. Of course, Gregory bailed on us. He's not raising his kids here.
No, he's not. They went to California, but he's back.
Text Gregory right now. Take a picture of me and text him. Do you got your phone? Text him and say, Hedy wants to have you on the Guthrie America podcast because he's concerned about you calling yourself Greg, and you're not raising your kids here. Yeah, do that for you. Yeah.
Oh, wait, go ahead and text him. Listen.
Yeah, no, go ahead and text him right now.
I'm going to send it to you.
You're going to send it to me? Oh, you're going to text both of us in the?
No, I just. No. I hit Greg.
Uh-oh. Do you have me in your phone as Greg?
I have you in my phone as Greg Coleman.
Are you serious?
Do you want to know why?
Why? I'm so curious.
Okay. Because most people. I thought about this too the other day. Okay, I can't talk about this. I thought about this too the other day. When you texted me, I was like, Greg Coleman. Well, I think when you did the Cat in the Hat with me and Ronnie Fields and James Long, I think that I got your number through somebody and they had put it, like,
in
they shared it with me as Greg Coleman.
Yeah, it's probably because they're from here. Yeah, that's how I know people who are, like, grew up around here with me. They call me Greg, where if people who met me later in life, because I moved back here in 2007, whatever, and by that time, I went by Hedy, and so one time somebody was like, I know this podcast is about you, but.
No, tell me more about you. You probably don't ever talk about yourself. Go ahead.
You're a reading interventionist. What are you?
I'm a reading interventionist.
Interventionist, so I feel like I can open up to you. Similar to a counselor.
Listen,
okay?
I've heard a lot.
No, but somebody thought I had a twin. So they called me, and they were like, hey, I met your twin. And I was like, oh, really? Who's my twin? They was like, Hedy. I was like, no, I'm Hedy. Because they knew me as Greg. They knew me as Greg. I was like, no, that's me.
Everyone says you do, like, you're supposed to have a twin out there.
Well, I don't know if the twin is supposed to be you, but that's what's happening. I know what's happening now. Yeah. So, no, we do not. So tell us, Leslie, tell us a little bit about yourself. Go from like 0 to 18, kind of like, who were you growing up? Who are you? Tell us about yourself.
From 0 to 18.
0 to 18. So birth to maybe 18. Tell us a little bit about yourself growing up.
Well, I grew up here, obviously. I went to elementary school, which is just so cool to go to school here.
Yeah.
You know, just talking to people that, you know, my aunt lives in Texas, and it's really fun to talk to her because I'll say, oh yeah, this person that, you know, blah, blah, blah. I've known them since kindergarten. She'll say, what? Like, you know these people, you know them. So I grew up here, went to elementary school here, and I worked at Mary's Flower Shop all through high school.
Did you really?
I went there.
How did you get that job?
So Chuck and my dad were friends, or I don't know. My dad may have been Chuck's teacher.
Get out of here.
I don't know. Look,
no.
More facts.
Wait. Well, are you saying the owners of Mary's Flower Shop,
so
your dad may have taught them?
When I worked there, J.W. Altabomber and Sue Altabomber owned Mary's Flower Shop.
Okay.
And they owned Hayes Funeral Home.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't.
Which was, I think they still may have called it Davis back then. But, and I played softball on Chuck's brother
out.
Kip.
Okay.
Or Chuck's brother-in-law.
Now, I want to say this to you because you're looking at me like I know these people.
Listen, I played Little League softball for Chuck Hayes.
That's it. See, now there we go. Chuck Hayes is the owner of
Hayes Funeral Home.
Oh, currently.
Yes.
Okay, got
Cody
you.
Hayes.
Now I'm with you. Okay, Cody
Hayes.
Hayes
is dad.
Okay. No, yeah. But I say that because sometimes I think people think you really know everyone.
Oh, you know, okay, yeah.
I don't know everyone.
Chuck Hayes.
But I know Chuck Hayes.
So his wife, Lynette.
Got you.
Is the Altabomber's daughter, and she ran the flower shop, and I played Little League softball, and I worked at Mary's Flower Shop every day after school. from like 3:30 to 5, and I would deliver flowers all around Guthrie. And I thought I knew Guthrie, and so I started delivering flowers in Guthrie.
Oh, don't you love that? Like, you start doing something, you like, maybe I don't know my town.
I didn't know this road was here.
I didn't know this. Seriously, so I go out of McDonald's the other day, and I make a right, which I needed to make a left. And so I make that immediate right, you know, when you're coming out of McDonald's. Uh-huh. And there's that road right there.
Allen Road.
I don't know. Is that what it is? Allen Road. Yeah, because you delivered flowers.
I delivered flowers there.
So anyway, I had never been back. So I was like, you know what? I've never been back. I grew up here. I've been here all my life. Let me go. And it's kind of cool back there.
Yeah. There's some nice little properties and stuff.
There is.
Like a little farm. There's a farm at the very end.
I was like, what in the world is going on here? So anyway,
No.
Back to your adventures.
I met a lot of people delivering flowers.
And see, that's the cool thing about that kind of job. It's like Jason Reese. Mm-hmm. Do you know Jason Reese? Okay. He does the appliance things. And so he's always telling me stories about these people. And he talks to me as though I know these people. I'm like.
Like I am?
Yeah. Jason, I don't know who these people. Everybody does not work on everybody's appliances like you do. Yeah. But yes, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no. I can tell you where some roads are in this town. And Coyle and Cashin.
Oh, because you were all over.
Yeah, I was all over. But anyway, so I did that after school. Grew up here in Guthrie. You know, just had a really good core group of friends and my family. Most of them were around. My mom was she's from the city. She went to school at Grant.
Is that U.S. Grant?
She did. She
Southside.
U.S. Grant. My grandparents, her parents lived on Southwest 29th.
Oh, wow. 49th. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So in May. It's been a while.
You said it with so much confidence. And you had us. You did not have to. You didn't even have to clarify that.
Do you remember Sharon Bowers? She ran. She did the First Capital. She introduced them. They went on a blind date together.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wait, introduce who?
My mom and dad. Because she was from the city.
Got you.
And he lived here.
Got you.
Yeah.
So, there was a blind date your parents met?
Yeah. Okay, so here's where it gets
crazy. Tell us.
So, they'd been only on a few dates, and my dad, he was a firefighter in this town for a long time, and he was going to school to become a teacher.
Okay.
And so on his days off from the fire.
Wait a second. Was he a volunteer firefighter?
No, he worked for the Guthrie Fire Department.
A full-fledged firefighter. Yeah. So he went to firefighter school or whatever you call it.
I guess.
Oh, well, back then, maybe you didn't have to.
I don't know. Maybe he just said, hey, I'm here.
So you didn't ask. Text your dad, too, and tell him I need to have him on, too. Rodney, Mr. Stewart. Mr. Stewart, I don't know if I ever had him, but let's talk about it. Let's keep going.
So on his days off, he worked at the funeral home.
No way.
Yes, but old mommers didn't own it yet.
Not that time. Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, he had to run and pick up a body and then went and picked her up on a date. And they went on a date in a hearse. But that's how this town can get with intermingle, like just knowing everyone.
I don't believe you.
Everyone's connected somehow.
I do not believe you.
Believe it.
Your dad.
They went to Jamil's Steakhouse.
Your dad delivers a body.
He goes and gets one.
Oh, goes and gets a body. Wait a second. Was the body in the car?
Yes. Why?
No.
They went on the date.
No way.
They went on the whole day.
Riding around with a body in the back.
Yes.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, and they went to like Jamil's Steak. They told me the story a few times. Yeah.
I need him on here. And your mom. Both. One at a time, though. Not a two. It's going to get crazy.
That's just how everyone is connected, I feel like, at some point in this town.
So, yeah, that is so wild. I don't even know what to say about that. But, okay, so you grew up in Guthrie, went to school here. Let's go through each school. I love to go through each school.
Okay.
Like, tell me about your schools, highlight some teachers. Because here's the cool thing about you, though. Like, you didn't have neighborhood schools when you were going to school, right?
Yeah, we were great.
Now you have neighborhood schools, and you get to experience that because you are a reading interventionist for the schools. So, but let's first go through the schools, like, tell us about it, and I'll jump in there.
Yeah.
And then tell us about how you feel now seeing neighborhood schools versus the way you went to school.
So, yeah, I went
to kindergarten. You have to be in front of the mic. Let's move.
I went to kindergarten.
You don't have to be in it like I'm in it.
What happened?
You got to hold that in. Oh, wait. Look, right there.
Okay, like this?
Yeah, there you go.
So I went to kindergarten at Banner.
We're not editing that either. Go ahead.
What?
us going through the interaction of you fixing your mic. You went to, did you go to Banner?
I went to Banner. I went to kindergarten at Banner.
Wait.
I did.
How?
It was not burned down then.
Well,
it was not a park.
But I still, I feel like you're too young. I feel like you would have missed it. What year did you graduate?
I am. I'm very young.
Yeah, that's.
I'm 1997.
That's right. We talked about this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you went to Banner. I went to kindergarten at Banner, and I just remember it had the biggest playground. I don't know why, but anyways, maybe because I was in kindergarten and everything's
well,
big.
No, like it was a block long. Like it is a pretty good size. Because it was all of the back of the.
Yeah. Yeah, I just remember like big. After a game of tag, you were exhausted. And then I don't remember. I first and I think maybe Cotterill.
No, first grade. Central.
No, Central was first grade. Yeah. Yes, uh-huh.
And that was there by itself.
Mm-hmm. All by itself.
Now, is Central
Mr. Haney was the principal.
Oh, Mr. Haney. Yeah. 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 Now, Central at that time it was just first grade by itself, but now it's multiple grades, right?
Yeah. Now it's pre-K through fourth.
That's crazy, because I feel like Central, that build, that location, smaller.
Yeah, we are. It's the smallest elementary. Most sites maybe have like 3 to 4 first grade classrooms, and we only hold 2 of each.
Got you. So y'all would be the smallest one.
Yeah, it's sure. Cool, though, because we know every kid that walks through that door,
yeah.
and every teacher, and what they're going through at that time, and yeah, we're cool. We're small,
a close knit community.
We
of
are.
Teachers.
We all eat lunch together.
Yeah. Do y'all really?
In the lounge.
Okay. Yeah. And that's not happening at every school,
it's
ladies
not.
And gentlemen.
Some of them, like they, you know, just their group will go eat in the room to work on stuff. But I think everyone makes it a point to hit that lounge and
that's cool.
Check in on each other.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
So then you go from there to second and third. Were you at
it was at Cotterill.
Cotterill.
Second, third.
You remember
Cotterill.
Your teachers at that time?
I will tell you, my third grade teacher was Miss Spencer.
Miss Spencer?
Spencer. Carolyn Spencer. I don't know.
Why do you remember her?
It was her first year teaching.
Okay.
She was so nice.
Gotcha.
And she was so pretty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about nice. Pretty earlier.
She's way pretty. She was so nice and pretty.
Huh. And how long did she stay? Like, was she around a long time?
I don't remember. You know, I saw her somewhere, and she had come back to Guthrie. Her husband was a highway patrolman, it seems like. Again, facts.
Okay. Okay. We just say okay.
But, yeah, I remember my third grade teacher. And Mr. Collier was the
principal there. Okay.
Got a few spankings from him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They were doing SWATs then.
Yeah. Me and Jake Doles, we just kind of stood up together and walked out because we knew we did something. Weren't really sure.
So
Mr. Collier came to the door. We were like, oh, I didn't in third grade.
So you got
because
SWATs.
Because Ms. Spencer never turned me in for anything. That's
oh, got you, but
her.
You should.
Yeah.
That's
second
reason you
grade.
Love her. That's the reason you remember her.
Yeah.
Did you get SWATs in first? They didn't give SWATs in first grade, though, right?
I don't remember getting. I got SWAT at school, yeah.
Got you. So then, okay.
I wasn't a model student.
Well, that's the reason we're listening to you. Everybody's, this is Miss Cotton. She's teaching your kids.
Well, you know what, though? When kids are like, they're like in the office and they're in trouble, I'm like, what are you doing? And, you know, I can relate to them. I'm like, I get it.
I get it. I understand.
Sometimes you don't want to be here.
Is that what it is, or they just
or sometimes
lack of attention
ticked you off on the merry-go-round or whatever, but you can't.
Do you remember your why you got SWATs?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, you know Jake Doles. You know Jake Doles?
No.
Callie Lyons, Miss Lyons, her brother. We went to school together. We just got in all kinds of little problems together.
Yeah, I graduated in 92.
Yeah, she graduated in 90, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Lines. So anyways, we just got in all kinds of little predicaments.
Uh-huh. Oh, just the two of you, like, yeah,
or we were just, like, the target. You know what I mean? I didn't do it, but I bet Leslie and Dake did it.
Because they have a reputation.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. No, I so understand that. Trust me. But I'm not the one telling stories here.
Oh, okay.
So then you go to Fogarty.
Went to Fogarty. That was fourth and fifth grade.
Yeah.
That was fourth and fifth grade. And Favor had burned down when you guys were y'all in the sixth grade when it burned down? Is that the year? Because I remember.
I went to Favor.
Did it burn down that year?
I don't remember.
It seems like my
brother. No, it didn't burn down that year.
Okay, so it was maybe the year after that.
No, it may have been before that because.
I remember my brother went to Favor.
No, I went to Favor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to Favor, and it was fully all, it was all there.
Yeah, it must have been right after that.
Maybe. Well, it had to be after us. Maybe the year after or something like that.
So, yeah, I went to 4th to 5th grade at Fogarty, and I had Miss Davis, and I had Miss Wagner.
Okay.
They were really good teachers.
Miss Davis. I feel like I kind of remember Miss Davis.
And Mr. Haney actually went back to Fogarty.
So you were there for Mr. Haney?
Uh-huh. I had him as a principal at Central, and then I had a principal at Fogarty.
Now, did he give you swats?
One time he came to give us swats.
He came to give them to you, but it didn't happen?
We went to his office, and I'm pretty sure Jake got them, but he didn't give me. Why?
Sorry, Jake.
He just said, next time, I'm going to give you swats.
Oh, he was like, no way in the world. Because he's kind of a big man.
He is. He was,
like, it's probably a different feel when somebody.
He was a gentle giant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good man.
He was.
So.
He was. Yeah. I never had him as a principal. I just knew him through town.
Yeah,
his
he was
son
really
and
good.
I hung out and all that stuff. So that's cool. So what did you do in sixth grade?
I was the first class. We were the first class at Guess.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Well, I just had somebody else on that said they were the first class at Guess. Oh my goodness, Jace Dunnigan?
I think he's probably younger than me. He could have been like at the 4th grade class or the 5th grade
got
class,
you.
But I was there in my 6th grade year.
Got you. It's a brand new school, AC and everything.
Uh-huh.
That was game changer.
Yeah, they did. And then you had to go to the junior high where there was an AC.
She's like, all right, you get 1 year of AC. Then we're sending you back to the dungeon.
Yes.
No AC at all.
Well, the junior high was
goodness.
So hot.
You know, I don't think I recognize just how hot it was until now that I'm seeing these kids get AC. I'm like, wait a second. I went there with no AC. Like, that is crazy to even think about.
The 3rd floor was like its own torture. And it seemed like all my classes in the late afternoon were on the 3rd floor.
He's like, no, I don't want to go up there. Who was your principal? Was Mr. Quinn? Gwen? Was that his name? Who was your principal?
Well, Miss Gatewood was at Guess. You know, I don't remember my junior high principal.
You were good. You were starting to change.
I was.
Yeah, you were starting to get focused.
I think Jake started going to private school.
Jake is getting. Where is Jake at now? Where is he at?
He's at Midwest City Police Station.
Oh,
he's a captain. He just made captain.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Man, look at that. Mm-hmm. See what happens? So some of y'all who are concerned about your kids at this point, listen, you all, there is hope. Look at Miss Cotton. Look at Jake. I mean, this is great. There's real hope out there.
Yes.
So what? Why the change come middle school time?
I don't know. I just, you know, I think I have a little bit of ADD in me. I really do.
Yeah.
Even as an adult, I drive my husband crazy. Like, start one, move on. I know how to focus in more. Now and I think I started
learning
figuring that out as I got older. So everyone tries to label that, but I mean, you can have small doses of that without, I mean, you know, daydreaming is a big sign of it when you're younger, like a kid.
Gotcha.
Certain things, and I look back on it now and I'm like, I think that's what kind of happened. I just kind of started trying to focus in on more.
Yeah.
My friends now say, oh, she's a wanderer. She'll get up, like, if we're all out, like, places. But the fact of it is you got to keep my concentration. Like, you got to keep my attention. You got about 4 seconds. And if it doesn't happen.
So you love TikTok.
If it doesn't happen, I am up into the next person. Like, I will travel a room.
Uh-huh.
Just, yeah.
Because you just got to keep your.
Yeah, I got to. My brain just like, well, I wonder what they're talking about. I wonder what they're doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is true for most people because they went to make a great video, it needs to be moving.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps keep people's attention because if it just stays like a talking head video, one of the great things about doing an interview, like there's going to be the switching back and forth and it keeps people a little bit more like, oh, because if you stay too long, then they're going to get up.
Right.
But if it switches, you'd be like, oh, I'm still in this thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's cool that you recognize that though. And that's cool that maybe come junior high, you started recognizing that about yourself and maybe make some adjustments.
Yeah, I just I don't know. I just have felt kind of a more of a calmness kind of come over me. Like I could sit for longer and focus.
Well, you were changing classes too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I remember when I got to college talking to my dad, I was like, I just don't understand how people can just be talked at all day long. Just stop talking at me. You know what I mean?
Did you tell him that?
Yes.
Like, why were y'all having that conversation?
Because I was just like, I don't think I can do this, Dad. Like,
oh, talking about college?
Yes. Yeah. It's just constantly, like, lecture. Uh-huh. Okay, Miss Hinkey?
Yeah.
Math teacher, Miss Hinkey?
What grade? What? Was it high school?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember.
I mean, she taught you, but I don't feel like she was talking at you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You did things. You got up and moved around.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So when I became a teacher, I made sure that was front and center. I'm not going to sit here and talk at you all day long.
Got you.
We're going to do stuff.
And you taught what grades before you became?
I taught pre-K, kindergarten, and first grade.
Got you. And so in that, you really tried to make sure the kids are moving around. Because in that, you can be learning, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take ownership of what you're learning. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I made sure I'm not going to sit around and talk at people. And even now, like fourth graders that come in and stuff, third graders, we're not going to sit here. We're going to get going.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, be a part of our learning. I can't. The talking at thing.
That's
was horrible.
So you had junior high, started moving around classes, all that good stuff. Any teachers, anybody stand out to you during that time? Was there any highlights from junior high?
Do you remember Miss Purvis?
No, I do not.
Yeah, she was really nice, Miss Purvis.
You know, one of the things that I recognize too is like you had teachers who stayed a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I have these conversations with people, I realize how many teachers did stay. Like there was a lot of teachers changing around.
High school, it seemed like they stayed for
a long
they
time. Did, yeah.
But yeah, the junior high. And then I had Pat Hughes. Remember Mr.
No.
Hughes, he taught shop. Like you had to take a shop.
Well, I had Mr. Woods.
Okay.
Was Mr. Woods there? I think it was Mr. Woods. Somebody let me know.
Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith was not.
He did
wood
shop.
Oh, yeah, wood shop. I think he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I think that name sounds familiar.
Yeah. So.
I didn't do drugs or anything, but I don't remember. I did not do drugs, ladies and gentlemen, but my memory.
Facts.
No, that's a fact. I know that for sure because I live with me all these years. So middle school, any hanging out? Like what did you do after school? Did y'all walk downtown? Did you do any of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like especially the junior high. Okay. My mom worked at the Department of Human Services. She worked there. She was a social worker.
Okay. Was it on Division at that time?
No. The Crossman Sheriff's Department, that yellow,
and
maybe a drug court or something now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. And so I would walk there, and I would walk in the alley where the jail was. Right
there. Yeah.
And they had the windows where the inmates could do the dishes. It was the kitchen.
Oh.
And we started a thing where they would knock on the windows at me, and I would take my backpack and, like, hit the windows, and then I'd just take off running.
Wait a second. Which alley?
There's an alleyway.
Is it still there?
Okay, I don't know if it's still there.
Because they built the new.
Yeah.
Got you. Yes,
so
I think I remember.
It's right where the old
county
jail was.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
used to walk there. And then we'd walk around town, go to the library, go to wherever. Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
But yeah, I mean, the inmates would throw stuff at each other.
Getting the inmates riled up. Oh, my goodness. Did your mom know about this? Did your dad? We dropping like.
Yeah, that's the only time I didn't ride the bus to the high school. That was when I was in junior high. I walked to my mom's and just fiddled around until she got off work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But every other grade, I would ride the bus to the high school.
Oh, got you. You're saying before you got to middle school.
Because remember, they used to take all the buses to the high school,
yes.
And then you get on your bus, and I would just go there
and
walk.
That was crazy. They don't do that anymore, do they?
No.
Wow. That was crazy. We're gonna take all of you to the high school. Then you run crazy to get to your bus. And then we leave from there. I wonder why they did that. It had to be a
reason.
I
don't know. But when I taught kindergarten for 2 weeks, we would have to ride the bus with our kids to that place.
To the high school?
Yeah. And make sure they knew what bus to get on because they were in kindergarten.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And then somebody would drive, like, and
drive y'all back.
Yeah, and drive us back. And the year I was pregnant with Ethan, my oldest son, they go, "Well, I guess you can drive."
Oh my! So what you met your bus up there?
Yeah, I met my kids.
He's like, I'm gonna follow y'all there. Yeah. And then when I get there, I'm gonna make sure you get on the right.
So for 2 weeks we had to do that in the hot.
That just gave me I'm not even a person who gets anxiety, but I feel like I just experience anxiety.
Yes, you have your kindergarten. Yeah, you have your kindergarten kids.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So you rode to the high school though, and then you walked to because your dad was a teacher.
Walked down to his classroom.
What's the history? What was your dad?
All kinds of stuff. I'm not gonna even try to go there.
Oh my goodness. Whatever it was, I'm sure I didn't do good.
It was in the history wing.
Yeah. Was there a history wing?
Yeah, there was a wing.
There were wings.
There was like all the math teachers. Did you not ever realize that?
No.
All the math teachers were in an area. The science teachers were in an area. The history teachers were all in an area.
You only knew that because your dad was a teacher. Who knows? Who recognizes that? Well, maybe everybody.
You never realized?
I never realized that. Maybe when I was there, it wasn't like that. But maybe. What wing was he on?
He's the new wing.
The new wing. Well, maybe because Coach Carter was on that wing too.
Yeah, it was. It was
Ms. Green.
Carter, Green, McIntubby.
I never put two and two together.
Walter.
Never put two and two together. The basketball coach.
Yeah?
Yeah, I never put two and two together.
Uh-huh.
So the math wing was which
hall?
Well,
it was over
the
there, you know, kind of by the North Gym. Breaking out some old language now.
Wow.
The North Gym up there. Miss
Science
Sykes
was over there too, though.
Uh-huh. It was up one hallway.
Gotcha. No, science was the last hallway.
Yeah. So it was the first one.
Oh,
and
you're
then
saying,
come down.
Yes,
yeah.
But geometry, though, was in the back corner on the last hallway, though. But of course, they probably can't get them all.
Yeah.
I had geometry in the back corner.
I had it with Miss Crooks.
At least that's geometry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I had it for, you know what? Maybe I never had Miss Crooks. I can't remember who my teachers were, to be honest. But.
God, so impactful.
No drugs. I promise you. I just can't remember stuff. Very good. All right. So junior high, you hanging out downtown with all the cool kids. Victor Mall was not there, right?
Yeah, it was. The Victor Mall, it's been there since the 1800s.
No, I'm saying like Victor Mall and like the candy shop and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, no, it probably fizzled out a little bit because there was a store in there called Denim and Lace. It's where like they had clothes.
Yeah, but what? Gentlemen and laces. It had
gentlemen lace. It was clothes.
What is the lace for? Is that somebody's lace?
It was like boys and girls.
Oh, clothes. Lace.
Like denim.
And lace?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I get the dental part. Lace.
Yeah,
maybe that
wasn't
the name.
Michael, she shopped there a lot. Her mom took her there all the time to shop. And then they had the ice cream shop downstairs. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. In the candy store. Do you remember the candy store?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Debbie Reby. Worked at the...
Oh, my goodness. How do you remember these?
I have a really good memory.
You have a really good memory. Unlike mine.
Yeah.
So, no need to fact check her, ladies and gentlemen. She has a really good memory. She knows everything. All right. So, all right. High school. Yes. I think we got it, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to dig in. High school. Tell me about high school.
It was fun.
Do
There's
I need
no
to have your dad on here?
There's no in your life like it.
Hold on to it.
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
Embrace those days.
Embrace those days. Because my kids are not getting that high school experience. My kids don't go to high school. They do Blue Jay Academy. But I'm like, man, they're missing out. But I'm so thankful they're missing out. I don't have to deal with, even though my kids are nothing like me. But,
oh my goodness.
No, I'm so glad. Anxiety again. I just felt it. Thinking about my kids and being up there at the high school. Tell me about it. So
I liked it so much that I wanted to be a high school teacher when I graduated.
How'd you end up teaching kindergarten? And
I just really kind of started liking the younger kids.
Younger kids. Mm-hmm. He's like, no way. I can see you being a high school teacher though.
I don't know. I do actually. Once I've started working with those third and fourth grade kiddos, I'm starting to kind of really like the older age group.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the older age? What do you mean?
Like the fourth graders.
Okay.
And the,
and not the
and my son's in the fifth grade now, and so his buddies come over. I'm like, you know, they're pretty cool sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes middle school boys are like, would you stop whatever that is you're doing, that sound you're making.
Yeah. But I think I can see you being a cool high school teacher, though.
Yeah, well. I enjoyed high school, so.
Doug Ogle.
My best friend, she's a counselor at the high school, Christy Blakemore.
Oh, is Christy your best friend?
Well, I mean, I have like probably five or six best friends. We're at school together.
You can't have five or six.
I don't want to isolate one person.
You cannot have five or six best friends.
Yeah, she's one of my best friends.
Today, we're going to narrow this down.
My best friend is my husband.
We're going to spend the rest of it. Oh, that's so good. That is so good. I can't even argue with that. That's a good one. That's. But what do you call the other ones?
My best friends? We're all best friends.
You just knocked your husband back down into the regular group of people.
They're my circle. They're my group. So they're my friends. I've known them since kindergarten.
Oh, really?
We've been friends since kindergarten.
Since kindergarten. That is amazing.
I feel old. I know, regardless of what I'm going through,
you can call them.
They will be there.
They're there for
and
me.
We still take trips where we go away.
Together?
Yeah.
Just you all?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you take your husbands, your best friends?
No. We leave our best friend at home and we go with our best friends. We go to the lake the second week in June.
Oh, which lake do y'all go to?
Well, we kind of started doing a lake hop thing.
Okay.
And whoever, we drew a name and whoever, when we were leaving, and that person was in charge of planning it and planning the lake and everything.
Oh my goodness.
But then we kind of decided maybe we should just stay and start going to the same one just because we know where we're at, the area and all that. So, but yeah, we go and we just kind of unload, talk about what we need to talk about.
That's cool.
All those things.
Now, how many of y'all is it?
There's about seven of us.
Now, all seven of you all been together since kindergarten?
No.
Did y'all add some people?
Well, like our friend Michelle, she moved to Guthrie, I think, in junior high.
Okay.
And my friend Amberly, she moved to Guthrie. Maybe Michelle was more high school, and then Amberly was junior high.
But all of y'all at some point.
We graduated together.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is really cool. I like seeing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we just have stayed in touch and raised our families together, and we know each other.
Do y'all have kids around all the same age?
Yeah, actually, me and Christy, we were both pregnant together with both of our kids. They're all like,
get out of here.
A few months apart and then a few weeks apart. Yeah.
That is, I guess that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, y'all didn't plan that.
No.
Okay.
We're not that good of best friends.
Yeah, you're not that good. I was just wondering. Like, that's a real odd coincidence. Like,
but yeah, they're all about the same age. You know, we definitely there was about four or five of us that definitely waited to have kids.
Okay.
Like, we wanted to experience
life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wanted to enjoy. Not saying that you can't enjoy life with kids.
No, but we definitely waited. Like, our youngest set of kids, like my youngest son, there's probably about a 10-year age gap between, like, some of those moms. Uh-huh. So I can definitely see that we waited.
Gotcha.
We waited.
Yeah. No, so most of my friends are now like, oh, I'm about to be a grandpa.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm like, because they were having kids young.
Yeah,
young,
I have friends that I went to high school with that are grandparents and stuff. And I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, get out of town.
You're so lucky. I'm just kidding. That's not a fact.
That's funny, funny. So you graduate high. Okay, wait. While you're in high school, like, where did y'all hang out at? Like, what was that like for you all? Back roads?
We hung out at Taco Mayo a lot in the parking lot. That's kind of the gathering. Okay, remember pagers?
Yeah, I remember pagers. So you would have a code?
You would have a code. And we knew what, we have to call people back. Like, they'd put in the payphone. I'm like, they're at Tony's. You know, because you memorized every payphone.
You
knew exactly where they were.
Oh, because you saw the number.
Yeah.
Payphone? What is a payphone?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you didn't even have to call them back. You just go there. They're
okay.
At Tony's. They're at
Let's go.
Rainbow Gas, you know, wherever. Uh-huh. And then you'd meet up there.
So did y'all still cruise in 97? Like, were y'all cruising up and down Division, or did y'all
Okay. We kind of quit cruising.
Okay.
I mean, we drove around and hung out. Do they cruise now?
No. Have you not drove down Division at night?
What did they do?
I remember when I first moved back to Guthrie and, like, I remember one night I just ended up on Division, maybe like to go to Walmart or something like that. And I was like, where are the kids at?
I know.
Where are they at?
Why are they not loitering? Yeah.
Why is nobody in Love's parking lot? And it was the weirdest thing, kind of. But yeah, I'm like, so then I started asking my son, like, what are y'all doing? But by that time, you have video games where they play online together, where a lot of my friends we had to get together to play. So now they don't talk to each other, I guess, like that. Well, I can't say that. They just do it in a different way, I guess.
I don't know.
Where do they hang out at?
I don't know. We would go to the DeLisi plant. Remember where that was?
Yeah. Back off of Pine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
You go past Cooksey and all that. It was way out, yeah. Yeah, we'd go
but
out
I
there.
I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's how you kind of establish relationships.
Hanging out in...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, like, what does that look like for them now? Are they just...
I don't know. It's sad, I think.
Yeah, because, I mean, it would be hundreds of kids.
Yeah.
Hanging out at different spots, and you would have multiple spots.
Well, and I remember as a younger kid, I mean, it was probably my brother's high school.
Yeah.
So, about y'all's time. And it was when Walmart and IGA, remember all that stuff right there? You couldn't even see the parking lot.
No, because it would be so many. And so then you go up to McDonald's, and there would be packed. You couldn't even get through McDonald's. And then you go to Love's, and it would be packed. And then at that time, people were hanging out at the temple. It would be packed.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's a ghost town.
Yeah, it's sad.
Where are they at?
I don't know. I love technology. Huge technology
fan. Oh, I love
it too. But I feel like it's kind of takes the place of some things. Like personal experiences.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was a big part of what, you know, I remember and created the fun for us was hanging out like that and stuff. So.
And knowing where you're going to go. Where are you going to go tonight? Where are you going to be? Let's meet at Taco Mile. We always ate at Taco Mile. I think we were kind of hungry. Like, let's go someplace where if I need to get food, it's close by.
Well, yeah, I think Taco Mile was not as one of those places when I was growing up, but.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. Was Taco Mile? I think it was there for sure. I think it was there, but I don't remember people hanging out there. But I may be wrong. And there was different groups for different parking lots, and I just maybe didn't run with that group or whatever. But
see, that was the cool thing. I felt like, and maybe I was just going to all round to all the different groups because I couldn't focus on one group. I felt like we were all there at some point.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I remember, Taco Mayo. And there was also a sector of people when I was growing up that would hang out downtown in the parking lot. That is across from, what is that, Mike and Ike's, the bar?
Oh, just in that where
right there.
Burlines used to be. Yep. And then there's that little
the parking lot.
Like it was like a used car parking lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people used to hang out there. Well, no, the one that's right next to it, it's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the one across the street.
Yeah, okay. Across the street. Yeah. And so people would hang out there as well. And so you would just kind of bounce around everywhere. But then... You would have those times where we go out to the river, go out to the Lisi's, kind of get away from everything when the cops run us out of, you know. Let's go really high.
Wait for him to come run you out there. Terry Hinkle, when he worked for Sheriff's Department.
So we used to, I feel like there's less cops now. It feels like there was cops everywhere back then.
Because we're avoiding them.
Maybe that's what it seemed like. It was, but yeah. Anyway, it was fun though. So you were hanging out high school, and then so you graduate high school, and you go where?
I went to UCO.
Okay, you go. So did you live here and go?
I did.
Okay. So have you ever left?
I have. I always wanted to live in a big city, and I think it's because I never. You know how you think something's
got you.
You know. Uh-huh. So when I was 20, I took a break from school and I moved to Texas. My aunt that lives in Texas.
Oh, got you.
It was in the Arlington area and I lived back behind her place. And I lived there for about 4 months. And then I came back because it was cool and it was fun and it was interesting. But I just missed being here. And then in 2002, I moved to Denver.
Oh, 2003. My goodness.
I don't remember. 2003, I moved to Denver, and I was there for about 6 months. And I remember I went to the tag agency in Denver, and they were like, oh, here's your number. And I was like, well, I'm not a number. They're like, here's your number, go sit down. And in my mind, the only thing I could start thinking about was Shirley Kaufman when the tag agency And she'd be like, okay, Leslie, come on up, you know? And I thought, I don't want to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like,
I
want to
go somewhere where everyone knows my name.
Yeah. I want to go, I want to be in a community that is like, not just here's your number.
How did you pick Denver though?
Well,
okay.
That was in the Peace Corps.
Were you really?
No.
Oh, I was about to say. Oh, okay. I get it. I get it. That is so funny. All right. So you go to college, go to UCO, you try, you live a few different places, move back to Guthrie.
Yeah.
Start teaching. What was it like to start teaching, knowing the history of your dad was a teacher? Like, did that play a factor in that any?
Yeah. The crazy part of it is when your dad is a high school teacher, you not only know the educators that you had in class, but you know them because they're your dad's friends.
Yes.
And you see them on the weekends.
Yeah.
And you know their stories and things like that. So yeah, it made it more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy McGee, she was the first principal that I worked for. And her son, Chris Stone, was always at my house.
Oh.
Because him and Greg.
Yeah. Where's Chris Stone at now?
I don't know. I think someone said maybe Edmund. I don't know.
Okay.
Facts. He's in the Peace Corps.
You're about to start naming. Like, I think he was a Meridian. Okay.
I don't know. But I'm just saying it makes it comfortable.
Yes.
It was a comfortable environment.
For sure.
School was always comfortable for me. I mean, even though I might have got a spanking here and there, it was a place I liked to be.
Yeah.
So it was easy to start teaching here. I had some great mentors that made it extremely easy to walk right into it.
Do you got any favorite stories from your teaching experience?
I do. There was a principal, and she was getting on to a little boy in the hallway. And he got on to a lot, this little boy. He was a super mess. She is just going in him. And, like, we're done at this point. We're like, look, I don't even remember his name. Look, it's like a little Johnny. You got to get it together at some point, you know. And she's like, do you understand, like, what we're trying to talk to you about? And he goes, you got a little bitty black hair right here. And pointed to her. And we were like, good talk, good talk. And she was like, well, I got to go take care of this hair. But those are just, that's like the day of life and working with kindergartners.
Yeah.
I like it because they're honest. They have no filter. We get along well.
Oh, man. Those moments where you think you're being profound and you're bringing
and then Kai Callens one night told me it was pajama day. He goes, what are you doing wearing pajamas? I was like, it's pajama day, Kai. He goes, huh, my mom doesn't wear pajamas. I go, okay, we're not going to go any further.
Oh,
so
man.
When she came to pick you up, I was like, so I hear you don't wear pajamas. It's just funny how exposed you are. Like,
yeah.
If you have a kid that's entering pre-K, kindergarten, or first grade, you have no secrets at home. Just be prepared.
So when I so you see parents, you like, I know the truth. You have no pajamas.
You don't. Yes, they just tell you everything. And you're like, okay.
Oh,
and then you wonder what your kids do. You're like, oh.
No telling what your kids are saying about you. Yeah, so don't think you're the clear. Don't think you're the clear. Don't bring it up.
No.
That's good. Do you have a parade spot?
I do. We sit in front of my great aunt Sylvia's place, Sylvia Oaks. She's my great aunt.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I love Miss Oaks.
Yeah, we sit in front of that. We sit kind of down a little bit, like in front of it, but on the other side of the trash can. That helps.
Yes.
Looking for me next this year.
I will. Well, I'm in the parade. I'll find you.
But yeah, that's the spot, the kind of spot I can tell you, yes, we do. And it's on the other side of the trash can. And, you know.
Now, is she your real aunt?
Yeah, she is my great aunt. Her and my grandma passed away 2 years ago. They're sisters.
Get your grandma is her sister.
Yeah, we're they're sisters.
Your grandma is her sister. So your grandma of which
my dad.
Of your dad.
Yeah, because my mom's from South OKC.
That's right.
Yeah.
She went to Grant. Uh-huh. So your dad and Sylvia are sisters? I mean,
no, my cousins. That's my dad's aunt. My dad and Cheryl are cousins. My dad and Dennis are first cousins.
Gotcha. That's crazy.
So, Stacy that does the
ghost walks.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's our cousin. You know that, right?
No, I don't know that until right now.
Her mom is Sylvia and my mom's sister.
Wait, you're
Darla is her mom's name.
Yeah, no, Darla.
Darla and Sylvia and my grandma Mary were all sisters.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
That is wild. See, that's when I love doing these.
See, and that's why when I was younger, I had to really diagnose someone's family tree before I could like date them.
Oh, before you.
All right. Who?
Yeah.
Who are you? Family from Crescent?
Who are you related to?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. Because you really need to know.
I really need to know.
If you don't find out, it's on you.
So, yeah, I sit. That's where we sit. We sit right there.
That's good. Good. Okay, so I got some questions I'm going to ask you, kind of like a, what do they call it? Either or. Do I have those on here?
I don't know.
I have them on here. Okay, would you rather take a road trip or fly?
Well, not fly right now. No, but I really would rather take a road trip. That's the whole fun.
Yeah,
it's getting there.
I love road trips.
I do too.
Yeah, road trips.
We always drove as a kid. We take a family vacation every year and we drove. And, I got car sick. And so, but whatever. But it was still a good time. It's the fun part of it.
Now, how many siblings do you have, though?
Just my brother.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was about to say, it was probably because y'all had so many kids. I couldn't fly. But no, two kids was manageable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had an Oldsmobile.
What was he like as a brother?
He was very just reserved.
I was going to say, he's so chill.
Yeah, he was.
From what I can remember.
When I was in high school, the thing I heard most was, are you really Greg's sister?
Because you were getting swats.
Just not chill.
Just not chill. It's like, you're
but
not
he's very
chill.
Just reserved.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, from what I can remember, he's super chill.
Very reserved.
Super chill.
Road trip.
Okay. Yeah. So if you had an option, are you going out to eat or eating at home?
I'm eating at home.
So why don't you want to go out to eat?
I like to go out to eat, but I just feel like everything just kind of tastes better when you eat at home and you know where it's been and you know what I mean?
Yes. I feel you.
I don't know. It just makes me feel more productive. Like, oh, look, we cooked a meal. And
gotcha.
We ate meals at my house every night. And it was to the point where when I was like in high school and stuff, people would actually come to my house to eat dinner with my family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of house you had.
Yeah. We sat around the table every night.
Gotcha. Who's more laid back, your dad or Greg?
Greg is probably the most laid back person in America.
Because your dad is pretty laid back from what I remember. No?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Greg is just almost put a mirror under his nose sometime to make sure he's still alive. Like, are you with us?
Hello, are you there? Now, the funny thing about people like Greg is like, how did you get married?
Yeah, you have to talk. His wife is super outgoing. She probably did all the talking.
But I'm like, did he hit on her? Like, how did that?
Oh, gross. I don't know.
Like, did Greg come out of his shell? I'm like, hey, I see you.
Maybe. I don't know.
Make sure you send him that text whenever so I can get him on and ask him.
Well,
how does a chill person get a girl?
You're ready to do a lot of talking. You.
Oh, my God.
He usually has like one word responses. I'm like, hey, Greg, have you seen this show? No. I'm like, okay, do you want to see it? No. Like, there's no elaboration.
He has stuff in him. He has a PhD, right?
Yeah.
So there's stuff in him because he has to write a, what do you call it, thesis or dissertation or whatever.
Both, I think.
Both. I don't have a PhD.
I'm a doctor. If I go back to school and get a doctor, I'm wearing a white coat. I don't care.
They would look down on you so hard. It is so funny how, like, doctors be like, there's not a real. He just got like, my best friend is a dentist. And like MDs be like, well, he's not an MD. He have MD, he's not a doctor.
They look down on dentists?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not, you know.
Do you have a doctor?
Do
like
I have a doctor?
Like a PCP, a personal doc, like a doctor you go to a lot?
I don't do PCP. I told y'all don't do drugs.
No.
What is a PCP?
A PCP, isn't that a personal care
physician? Primary care
physician. Primary care physician.
Oh my goodness. I never heard anybody say PC. Do you got a PCP? I know you said you don't do drugs, but you got any PCP?
Do you have
I
one
have no
that you
PCP,
go to?
No. Yes, oh, I do.
You do?
I go to Dr. B.
Okay.
Right here.
Yeah. There, I love my
Were you
doctor.
Concerned?
No, I just think you I love my doctor.
Do you have a primary care physician? Because I'm concerned about you.
I love my doctor. We talk.
Who's your doctor?
Dr. Elliot, Michael Elliot.
Were you going to try to refer me to him?
No, I just was, we're talking about doctors. And
okay.
So whenever we start talking about doctors, I think about my doctor because we get along so well.
Okay, because I didn't think about mine when we start. Where's Dr. Elliot at? Guthrie?
He's on Waterloo now.
He's in Waterloo.
On Waterloo, the Mercy Waterloo.
Oh, gotcha.
He was out here.
I might switch.
I remember that I called when I was in my 20s, maybe 20, and I said, I got to get in. I think I have a sinus infection or something. They said, well, Dr. Bakta's leaving for the day. And I'm like, what? Dr. Bakta's always there.
Oh.
But you can see this new guy, he's starting today. If you get here at 9, we'll let him be your first. You can get in there first. I'm like, okay. Oh, my gosh. He walked in. I go, how old are you? Because he looked so young.
Was he like 14?
No, he looked 14, but he was, I mean, he was a doctor. So,
he's been your doctor since you were how old?
Like 20.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. He's just a good guy.
That's good. Yeah, I might I'm not switching. My doctor's always really honest with me. You know you're fat. Thank you. Like, just anything's hurt, my knees are, because you're fat. Okay?
That's like my husband's like, I got to go see Dr. Elliot. He's going to tell me I'm still fat.
I'm like, what is up with you and my weight? Like, yeah, my elbows, yeah, that's probably the weight. Everything
is blurred because you're fat.
Thank you, Dr. V. Yeah, so it's, yeah. Okay, let me see. Let's go back. Let's get back to this list. So do you believe, do you or do you not believe that people were on the moon?
I do believe we were. I do, but I can see how people don't. I'll be honest. I don't know. I'm assuming we were. I've learned about when we landed on the moon.
Because you were told.
Because we were told.
So then you believe.
Yeah, well.
I'm skinny.
I know that I've watched, I'm a documentary person, I've watched things, and I know documentaries are also created to show a view, you know, certain type of view.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But then there's also, you know, facts that go along with it. And I know that the government is not always honest, and, you know, I feel like a lot of people now are always looking for the cover-up.
Gotcha. So why haven't we been back?
I don't know.
I think that's why.
Maybe it was boring up there.
We went. There was nothing there. Why do we need to go back? Yeah, I guess that would be the truth.
Like, we weren't the only ones that apparently.
But nobody else. But it was all the same day, wasn't it? Or same time period? Or
I don't know. Didn't the Soviet Union go there too?
I don't know. My Google's not working.
I don't know.
Google. Yeah, not working.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would like to think that we had.
Yeah.
Surely they wouldn't go
would
to those.
Would you go if they were?
No.
Like, if they had round trip tickets that were affordable, would you go to space in general?
No. Like, those are, you know what? They're called space tourists.
Would you go?
No.
Okay. Well, I was, you know, like.
No, I do not want to
so if I
leave this
you,
planet. Just feel like it would be a bad situation.
Hey, you did pick road trip, right?
Yes. Okay. I don't know. It's just something about it. It seems like, isn't that a lot of pressure? I get motion sickness. I just feel like I wouldn't be a good candidate, you know?
No, I get you. So, talking about staying on Earth, not want to go anywhere, what does Choose Guthrie mean to you?
It means to put what's, I feel like it would mean to put what's most important first. Your community is a part of who you are. It's part of your family structure. It's part of your life. It's part of your everyday. And I feel like you have to put that first. You choose it, you know. my family is my, you know, what I strive to, I'm producing something to go out into this community. And I want them to be good, upstanding people. And I want them, if they choose to stay here in Guthrie, I want them to have as much respect and understanding for it as I do. And it's what makes your life go around. I've lived in large cities. It's.
You're a number.
You're a number. You're not, it doesn't, it's not a humbling experience. You don't know the background of people. You don't know the tragedies that some people have gone through or the things they've overcome and can celebrate with them. Yeah. So you're choosing to stay here and put your, be a stakeholder in this community. I mean, I feel like I am a stakeholder in this community. I work here. My kids go to school here.
You're educating the kids here.
Right. All these things. And therefore, I want it to be the best of what I'm able to give it. So, I don't know. Does that answer your question?
That is good. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you for being on.
Well, thanks for having me. I can't wait to eat these cookies on top of my holiday meals. Because my pants are like cutting into my stomach right now.
Well, you enjoy though. Okay, it's the holiday season. The new year starts tomorrow. Tomorrow you start your, eat all those today.
No.
Or start giving them out to somebody, take them to another birthday party, whatever. But thank you for joining us today for another episode of the Guthrie America podcast, where we are on a mission to have every story told of the people who do life here in our community and who are from here. Will yours be next?